This episode of Is the Mic Still On is sponsored by SeatGeek, an event ticket marketplace and aggregator of sports, concert, and theater tickets. Just download the SeatGeek app or go right to SeatGeek.com and enter promo code DEADEND. You can use the code to get 10% off your next purchase at the checkout.
Is the mic still on?
You got Ken and Beezy, Sophie and Mike, fee for a ride. The people want to know, is the mic still on? I'm saying.
Is the Mic Still On podcast, episode 93. Man, it's been a crazy week. As usual, so we're here to talk about it.
It's been crazy?
Yeah,
it's been in the same week. I can tell you it's been, at least personally for me, it's been Fort Valley State University homecoming, man. I've swamped all week, so but it's been like things happening that I've seen that I thought was interesting. So like the Luke Cage thing, we'll touch on in a few minutes. Like, I saw that, but didn't get a chance to read up on it. I just saw people tweeting about it earlier.
Yeah, did you see the tweet that Mike sent us when when it kind of like happened? Like, pretty much when it was.
The dab. Yeah, that was the first thing I saw.
It was like, this was fate.
So that was all I saw. It was like, it was over for Luke Cage when he did this. And
I got it because I already knew it was over. So when Mike sent that, that was like,
I was like, the first thing that popped in my head was, oh shit, did they cancel Luke Cage?
Oh, okay.
But then I had to go do other shit. So I was like, okay, I'll come back to it.
I got you.
And then I finally saw it on my time. I was like, oh shit.
Because
they just, No, I would not. Either. They just canceled Iron Fist.
Yep, literally, know, like, it was like a few days before, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They canceled, Iron Fist first.
Yeah.
So it's crazy because the second season was way better than the
still
first.
I never watched it.
It was only better because the first was so fucking bad.
Yep. So the bar was so low. The bar was very, very low.
No, I feel you.
And then Luke Cage's second season was stupid.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Yeah, I heard it wasn't that good. I haven't even watched it yet. Nope, not yet.
I haven't either.
I haven't watched a lot of the second seasons. The only second season I've watched so far is Daredevil. That's the one with the Punisher. That's it. But I haven't watched.
Have you started third season yet?
Nah, not yet. No, I went back and started rewatching the first
season. Damn, I haven't watched that either.
You finished the third season? Damn.
It's on point. Third season of what?
Daredevil.
Daredevil's the only one that hasn't slipped.
Daredevil's been consistent.
But I don't think they're going to keep Luke Cage gone. I think they're going to bring it back with Iron Fist.
Yeah, so were you talking about
Defenders, right?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Were you talking about the Defenders when you said that?
No, I'm saying Heroes for Hire.
Like,
remember how the comics were all Luke Cage and Iron Fist. I think they're just going to bring the shows back together and have them in the same show.
I thought that's where they were going with it.
So did I. But then when Iron Fist ended, they made Colleen the new Iron Fist. So I was a little bit confused.
But
I think in some way he's still going to have his power and they'll just like tie him in.
I ain't
going to
lie. I thought that was hella whack. Like, everybody's an Iron Fist now. We
but that's how it is in the comics.
Was it?
I never followed.
Yeah, I didn't either. I think I catching up with everything, I saw that everybody has Iron Fist powers now. Mm-hmm. And there's this, I don't know the backstory or anything like that. We need TJ or at Mecha Kid. He can break it all down and explain how it went down. So going back to, you know, your original point is, when I first found out that that's how they were doing it now, I was like, okay, that's kind of whack. Like, how does everybody have, like, can be an Iron Fist? You know, so, but when, you know, when Mike said that Colleen, you know, spoiler, ended up becoming, you know, the new Iron Fist, I was like, oh, okay, so they're keeping up with, I guess, the new tradition, you know, how they're doing it now. But no, I thought that, at least when I thought about the cancellation, like a little bit, it's like Iron Fist, Luke Cage canceled, and I thought they were just going to do Defenders.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about them doing Heroes Fire. I thought that that's where they're going, but I didn't think about the cancellation of those two, you know, in correlation with them doing that.
But you know where I think Luke Cage kind of went left, and I think it was early on, when they killed Cottonmouth. I thought
Come
he would
right off the bat.
Michelle Ali.
Yeah, like that.
They should have kept him.
They should have kept him. That character was so gangster.
Was it the character? Or was it his acting or him?
Both. All three of that. Mm-hmm. Everything that encompassed Cottonmouth.
You think that's what start? I think the problem was they didn't pick a good guy for Luke Cage. He's terrible as Luke Cage. If you read the comics, he's not Luke Cage. I'm not saying he's a bad actor. Mm-hmm. He's not Luke. He's not Harlem. Like, think about it. Like, that dude is so not
very
New York.
Very clean and polished.
Right.
Yeah.
He's an Oreo. Right.
When he says, like, shit, it just sounds so corny.
I guess you are,
so
right.
Corny.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Like,
it does.
I just got used to him being, I guess, exactly. Luke Cage.
Being corny.
And I hadn't, I hadn't read Luke Cage since a kid or whatever, and you know, so
it just didn't work for me.
Nah. Mm-hmm. But the Cottonmouth was definitely a good character that they got rid of way too soon.
He was cooler than the end villain. That, yes. I forget the guy's name.
That
was terrible.
I'm like, how is he the big
exactly
guy? Like, right. It just made no sense. I was just like,
super corny. Cottonmouth was hella gangster. When he had the damn missile launcher on the block, bruh, you blow up a whole building, that's gangster.
Yeah.
You over here like with a suit and stuff, that's corny.
And then Shades was whack.
Oh,
it was
that whole relationship was, I don't know.
Dang, so now I'm thinking about it. Like, so what I've heard so far is you said Jessica Jones, you watched Jessica Jones' second season. You said it wasn't that good.
It's not very good.
Yeah. It was definitely.
And I loved the first season.
I was about to say it's definitely a letdown from the first season. The second season is.
You said Iron Fist was better.
Yeah, Iron Fist was better second season.
You agree?
It was better, but. It's not saying anything.
Right. So.
Yeah, it wasn't. It didn't catch Daredevil at all.
Nothing touched Daredevil.
Nothing.
And Luke Cage's second season wasn't all that good.
Nope.
So and Netflix fake is Jamaicans. Struggling with but, second seasons.
Did Punisher
the
come out?
The Curry Goat villain?
Yeah. The villain's name
was Curry Goat.
Yeah, Punisher was real good.
That wasn't a joke?
No, I remember the villain from the second.
I didn't watch the second.
Yeah, the villain's name was Curry Goat.
Are you serious?
No, don't believe.
Oh, whatever.
B got a smirk on his face.
I do not believe.
No, I'm just
Ross Clark Curry villain.
Y'all cut off FIFA. Y'all cut FIFA completely off.
No, we were talking and then y'all over talked.
I had to because I know I had to.
People asked the question first.
I'm y'all didn't.
Yes, he did. Y'all got it out of
the
We were still talking.
Nah.
Y'all just tuned us out.
No. No.
Tune me out.
Wind it back.
Turn up your headphones, Nick.
Maybe I'll
use you better turn
But now, Punisher season 2, whenever it comes out, do you think it's going to have a letdown?
I was let down by the first season.
Really?
Yep.
Damn.
I thought that was pretty. I thought Punisher was pretty gangster
before.
He was not as gangster as he was in Daredevil. That's the thing. Like Daredevil, he was brutal. This shit, it was too much talking. It was like, I don't want to hear you talk.
But you know, it's like the origin.
Exactly. I know, but it was just too fucking long.
It took a long time for him to get into the Punisher.
Yes. Right.
Yes.
And if you know the Punisher, if you read any of the books, you know, like, he's brutal. He don't play. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Go kill somebody, goddammit.
But when he squished the eyeballs into the guy's head, that was pretty damn brutal, dog.
That was cool.
That was just cool.
But I'm saying, it was like one scene. It was like 18 episodes.
No,
just
I feel you. But like Ken said, it's the origin story. So now, like he's there now. So like season 2, I hope it's not a letdown.
Yeah.
Because that's where it should start.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and that's kind of where I was going because it seems like Netflix is struggling with sequels. They struggle with Iron Fist as a whole, right. Mm-hmm. But the sequels, they're struggling.
But I have a question. So what is the like requirements for a Netflix show to be successful or not?
Viewership.
I mean, yeah, but...
They haven't...
They're just not getting stories. The stories are the problem. They're not getting good plots anymore.
Right, and they haven't really released what they look at. I'm pretty sure subscriptions. Like, are the subscriptions going up?
Because of a certain show? Mm-hmm. Like, there's a way to track it specifically to one show? I'm confused.
I'm pretty sure it's viewers.
Well,
regardless of whatever they analyze, I'm pretty sure they have reports for reports. Well, like, they have to know that stuff.
One way they can do it using their system is a person signs up for a subscription. And what are the first 5 shows you're watching? Mm-hmm. So,
like, what type of engagement do you have with the content, especially the ones that are Netflix provided, right?
Right. So, if you're watching Punisher after you sign up, then you signed up more than likely to watch the Punisher.
And then what else are you watching? Are you watching all of the other Marvel stuff, right? Are you watching Netflix provided content?
And then you cancel right after you watch Iron Fist. Like, God damn, the fuck wrong with this bullshit?
Right.
And then Netflix has a rating system too, right?
Oh, yeah, they have the stars.
Sure.
Yeah.
I've never once
They don't have
that,
the
though.
Stars anymore. They have the thumbs up.
It's like
up.
A match. But I see something where it says like a 90%.
Well, yeah, they give you a match based off of the stuff you watch.
Okay, okay.
Right.
But that's not necessarily a rating scale.
Yeah, I think you give it a thumbs up or a thumbs down.
I think
down.
It just recommends what else you should watch based on what you liked or not, which is actually a pretty good system because it can curate some pretty good stuff.
Yeah.
They need to just move all of the, like, Iron Fist and all that. They just need to move that into, like, the X-Men universe and just try to, like, lock all that shit in. Not X-Men, sorry, Avengers. Leave X-Men the fuck alone. They're dead. But, yeah, they need to just, like, work that shit because they make references in the shows. like especially like the first season of Daredevil, like they make references to the Great War. So if they would just like tie all that shit in, it would be a lot cooler. But these little side shows, I don't think they're gonna work.
Nah. The site, I think they wasn't able to sustain the momentum that they had. You know, with shows like Daredevil and Jessica Jones, and you know the blackness of Luke Cage.
Do you think that kind of started? With the so called the disappointment of the Defenders. Like, no. That, you don't think so?
Nah, because
Iron Fist was first.
Yeah,
yeah. Defenders. People were disappointed. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, that's right. It was right before the Defenders. Mm-hmm. That's right. I forgot about that.
So watching the Defenders, we were not surprised. And what the Defenders did, and somewhat Iron Fist. Mm-hmm. Wait, which came first? Iron Fist came first. Luke Cage?
Luke Cage came first. And then okay. Iron Fist.
So Luke Cage, Iron Fist. Yep. So we were still high on Luke Cage, right? Mm-hmm. And then Iron Fist dropped. We're like, okay, what is this? And then the Defenders happened. And then I think some of us questioned how good was Luke Cage really was once you strip away the blackness from it that most of us got, you know, encaptured with. So, yeah, so
those shows came out like Designer. Remember Designer?
The rapper?
Remember how he was like really hot for like 5 minutes, and then once you like stopped and looked and realized he couldn't like write an album, it was like, it was just a hype machine.
It was
for
just
like
Panda.
10 seconds.
It was that good music hype machine that he had. And
it was like Panda was like Daredevil, Punisher, and then it hit Iron Fist. Like, oh, you can't write an album. Okay, well, let's just move on.
Yep, because he put out that little mixtape and
it did.
People was
laughing.
And then the tweet should have told him everything.
Yeah.
when he couldn't get the number of retweets he needed.
Right. To drop a single. Hey, if I get this many retweets, people was like, man, fuck out of here.
That sucks. Yeah. So all of those shows on Netflix and stuff were just like side stories from Avengers?
No.
They just referenced.
I'm so confused because you're talking about Daredevil and all this other shit. What is that?
Because it's all Marvel. It's all Marvel stuff.
That's why I said
because he's broken down for me before. Like, where did it start first?
So like in terms of what Netflix, like where they invested in everything, it all started with Daredevil.
Okay.
Daredevil was the first one on Netflix, and that shit was amazing. Just the cinematography of it.
How many seasons did it do?
Two seasons, and the third one just came out on the 19th
of
this month. Yeah, so it's amazing. So definitely got to check out that third season. But it started there, and then they kind of branched out. Like, there were other characters inside of Daredevil, like Punisher, Punisher's nemesis, Wilson Fisk. And then you just had, these guys just make kind of cameos. Mm-hmm. And once they made cameos, they had spinoff shows. Mm. And the spinoff shows were just kind of, they didn't live up to Daredevil at all.
So would the spinoff shows be their version of like what happened in their perspective, or just a completely different?
Well, the only one that was a spinoff show was Punisher. Jessica Jones wasn't in Daredevil. Jessica Jones and Luke Cage, those two spun off each other.
But I'm just saying it kind of just started there. Yeah, I'm not saying that they all make cameos inside of Daredevil, but it kind of just that's how it's ingrained.
Is Jessica Jones a detective?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh my god, I got it right. She reminds me of that Clueless chick in the game.
What game?
Do you know the game Clueless?
The show.
There's a game.
I don't know.
I know the movie.
I think there's a TV show called The Game, right?
Oh my God. All right, next. Yeah, okay. What the fuck?
But before we move on, like,
we all confused.
Yeah, really. I'm lost.
What about the Agents show? Is that a part of it?
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Is that a part of it?
That was a spinoff from the movie.
That's off of the movie because, like, the main guy is Agent Coulson, the guy that we thought was killed. And then he's been running around.
It's actually not bad.
Yeah, it is good. I kind of lost it though.
Yeah, I haven't watched the last season. And it is very, very, very long.
Yeah,
I didn't watch that fake ass X-Men show either.
Oh, the
what's it called?
Not the Misfits, but
it's something like that.
It's the Runaways.
It's connected to X-Men, but it's like some weird fake ass like. It's like a Big Lots version of the X-Men. It's like the X dudes.
Nah, for real. He said, like,
New Mutants were, because they were supposed to be The Gifted. Yet, right?
The Gifted, that's
yes,
it.
The Gifted.
That's it. I haven't watched that yet.
Oh, yeah, it's supposed to be like darker or something.
Yeah. But it's on like DVD now, isn't it?
Yeah, I think.
I didn't even know it released.
So it doesn't even come on no more.
Yeah, like, well, it was two weird shows that were, I think, centered around Mutant. It was The Gifted, and I can't think of the other one. But one is just streaming only, I think. It's not even on TV anymore. I think it's just on Hulu. Mm. And then there's The Gifted. I don't even know what that's on. Is that on FX? It's on something. I haven't watched it yet either, but I think they got a second season or something like that.
It looks like Trizash.
Yeah, that, and I haven't been in a hurry to watch it because I just didn't want to be disappointed. But yeah,
because you're waiting for that Teen Titans.
Oh, did you watch? Hell no.
with the sister, the sister alien.
What's the one? Xavier's son.
What the hell?
Professor Xavier's son.
Professor Xavier's son. He had
a kid.
Legion. Legion.
That's
I didn't know that was Professor Xavier's son.
Yeah, that's Professor.
Is it good?
Moria MacTaggert. Wait, is that wait. Moria MacTaggert was the that's her son. Island. Yeah, that's her son. He was this level 5 or class 5 or however they describe it, mutant that he can warp reality.
I didn't know. Professor X up there getting some ass and shit.
I'm sure they'll correct me.
No, he can't even do anything. He's laying there.
Right. Oh, that's good.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Myra, that's good. Day,
right.
Put my pussy on me, Myra. Myra.
But he's a playboy back in the day, though.
When like he was walking.
He was a kid then. Like, right. Yeah. I'm assuming that
and he just think about it. He could control you. Like, he can control
that's
the
rape, bro.
I'm just
only FIFA would get X-Men powers and rape motherfuckers.
That's not what
Jesus Christ.
Stop with that.
Indicted. God damn.
And all I gotta do is
he's
like, exactly.
Fuck
I said, how am I gonna get indicted? I'm gonna switch up.
Oh yeah, you gonna tell them you didn't do it.
Exactly.
Why are you doing it to me?
I'm just saying.
Why are you saying fucking 6'9" ass shit?
Yeah, it's a son. He had a son. Yeah, Legion.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Legion.
Interesting.
And it's not like with Moria MacTaggert.
Xavier was getting it in at his teens and 20s. Yeah.
He's controlling everybody.
But he has a show.
God damn, rape men.
God. Wow. Rape men.
But anyway, he had a show. But anyway.
All right. So, I know that you guys, probably nobody here follows Rihanna, especially Mike, because didn't you say she stinks?
I said she looks like she probably stinks. But I was making a joke and people got all mad about it. It's like, calm the
people
fuck
get mad
she looks
about
like she
Rihanna.
Smells good. I'm never going
to
get over it.
She looks like she smells like weed to me. And I think weed stinks. That was the joke. And everyone got all upset about it.
Oh, well.
Crybaby.
Her rise to stardom.
Has your opinion changed since, you know?
No, she really? Still looks like she smells like weed. Wow. Definitely.
Okay. Well, okay.
Weed
well.
And like, you know, really rich people perfume.
Yeah.
I don't like that shit. It smells like bathroom cleaner.
She probably smells good. Whatever.
She can smell like weed around
I'm not saying I wouldn't fuck her or anything.
Thank you, B. Thank you,
B. Me all day. What you want, Rihanna?
Okay, so.
Give me that weed.
Give me that weed.
I heard this in the last podcast.
As you guys know, so the Super Bowl is coming to Atlanta next year in 2019. And I think Maroon 5 is going to be doing the halftime
They're
show.
They're still a band?
Yeah.
Who the fuck still cares about Maroon 5?
You know, black people just love Maroon 5.
Get the fuck out of here. Families? Black people like Maroon 5?
Yeah.
No.
Really?
Like yes. Two yeah. songs.
What song?
Name me two Maroon 5 songs.
I'm just saying that black people liked Maroon 5 when Maroon 5 was a thing.
Yeah. Like maybe like 5 years ago.
I'm not saying that I do.
No, I'm just saying, what are the songs if you remember them?
Whatever their hit, whatever hit song they had out at the time.
You know what songs you're talking about?
Yeah, it was whatever.
They do with Adam
Levine. Yeah. They liked him. They liked the sound of his voice and some of the songs they had. It was just right within. It was right within the wheelhouse of what.
It was very like 2000.
Goodbye.
Yeah, that.
Hey,
so were they like,
oh, that's him.
Yeah.
Like some
bad ass black people like that.
Yeah, dog.
No. I don't think that they like. They just don't mind it. Like, it would be a band that if you ask people who don't like black people who don't listen to rock, hey, what bands do you like? They would be like, oh, Maroon 5.
No, they like Maroon 5.
I can see Coldplay.
Yeah.
I've never
that's,
heard
that was
black
another
people
one
like
that. Black
I like Coldplay.
I don't like Coldplay.
Why?
That's another black
because
people.
Because they're like the one of the cheesiest fucking bands on earth. And I can't stand that singer guy. He's annoying.
Just like the white black people like the neighborhood.
You're dark.
I think we talked about that before.
Oh, yeah.
And white people that. Like black people
I
like
love
the neighborhood.
The neighborhood.
And then she verified it.
They're good.
That's cool, man. I'm not shitting on your body. You
that's your version of Maroon 5.
Why your voice get all high pitched?
That's the get defensive mechanism.
So,
right there.
Okay. So they're supposed to be headlining the Super Bowl next year. And it was just recently, I guess. Discovered that that it was passed to Rihanna at first, and she declined because she didn't agree with the whole stance on the NFL and the Colin Kaepernick situation. So now everyone's like, you know, the fact that she turned that down, I mean, I don't really think they're trying to put it on Maroon 5, but they're more so just praising Rihanna for taking that stance. And she said, the offer and exposure would have been great for Rihanna. She's planning a new album and tour, but she stuck to what was right in her eyes. And, you know, they really wanted her to be the next year performer in Atlanta, but, you know, she was just like, nah, I'm not fucking with your shit. Which led to Amy Schumer randomly having this post on Instagram, which I rarely agree with things that Amy Schumer does.
Why? I like her.
She annoys me.
Amy Schumer? What has she done?
She has some issues at first.
She seems very like Lena Dunham-y.
Lena Dunham's an idiot.
Black people wasn't like her for a minute.
They seem like they're in the same circle, kind of.
What did she do?
I can't remember, but black people
didn't like
it.
Did she do a parody of Beyonce?
Yeah, it was like a Beyonce. They didn't like her after
that. Oh, God. Fuck y'all. Seriously. Eat a dick. That's stupid.
No, I think she does a lot of stuff under the whole, I'm not your average woman.
Plus size.
I'm plus size and I'm ugly. So that makes me funny, that whole trope. So people are just typically annoyed by that.
Her style of comedy, her bits, they don't really like
her. So black people don't like her because she made a parody of Beyonce and then because she says that she's plus sized.
Well, that's not
y'all
black.
Some petty motherfuckers,
that's not black people's issues. I think that's more
everybody.
Yeah, yeah. That's what the general people have issues with. It's just her whole take on
comedy or whatever.
Y'all are really bored in your lives.
I mean, whatever. Anyway, so this was her post. She says, "Friday thought. I wonder why more white players aren't kneeling. First of all, let me just say." 2018
players, she meant
players. Yeah. 2018 has me shook because I feel like just in this year of the presidency and stuff like that, it's just so many people that I never would have expected to speak out politically have started to actually give a fuck. Especially white women, they are really coming out in droves. So this is what she said. She said, Friday thought, I wonder why more white players aren't kneeling. Once you witness the truly deep inequality and endless racism of people of color face in our country, not to mention the police brutality and murders, why not kneel next to your brothers? Otherwise, how are you not complicit? I think it would be cool if Maroon 5 backed out of the Super Bowl like Rihanna did. I personally told my reps I wouldn't do a Super Bowl commercial this year. I know it must sound like a privilege ass sacrifice, but it's all I got. Hitting the NFL with advertisers is the only really way is the only real way to hurt them. I know opposing the NFL is like opposing the NRA. Very tough, but don't you want to be proud of how you're living? Stand up for your brothers and sisters of color. And the hottest thing a guy can do is get down on one knee, not to propose, but to reject the treatment of his teammates by this country. Anyone who says it's disrespectful to our military, please read up on the fact that a lot of veterans are proud of what Colin Kaepernick is doing and fully support him. What are your thoughts? I was shook.
That's dope.
Yeah, I didn't expect her to have, I mean, I don't pay attention to her outside of following her and stuff, but, you know, it seemed very well worded and, you know, I was proud. Good job.
Let me say this real quick. So I just looked this up because I was really curious. I don't really watch comedians.
Okay.
But apparently she used to have racist jokes.
Right.
That's what I'm reading. I didn't know any of this because, like I said, I've seen movies with her in them. She seems funny. But I didn't know that she had racist jokes. So maybe this is pandering. Maybe she's trying to clean that up. I don't know.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know.
Or maybe she's about that shit, man. Maybe she's about that shit.
Yeah, I think people had her all wrong. When it was happening, I was like, I don't know. I think you guys are reaching on this one. Man. When it was happening.
She's late.
What, the racist
party.
Jokes?
Yeah.
She's late to the party? Well, yeah, is she with white people? She's not late to the party. How many other like white celebrities are doing this?
I don't know, man. It's like that whole kneeling thing. Was
Lana Del Rey,
Lana Del Spray, motherfuckers.
Ray I Ray. Live.
I don't know. That whole thing was like so. Where was she last year? I guess is my question.
Who?
Amy Schumer.
When it was happening.
Yeah,
was
when everything was going down, like. Like where was she at? Yeah. Like now you can easily speak about it because nobody's really debating or having that conversation anymore.
You feel like she's just doing it because it's easier to do it now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? And I think that like even with like sexual allegations and stuff and how a lot of white women have began to, you know, take kneeling as a good thing because they think that doing it for reasons that benefit them are a little bit different. It's very easy. It's very interesting, I think, to see that now, because it's like at first, oh, black people, this and that, you're being such a distraction. It's not the right time. It's not the right place. But when there's something that affects you and when there's something that happens to you, oh, now it's just such a patriotic thing to stand up for yourself. And oh my God, this is so, you know, brave of you. It's like, but black people have been doing this for a whole last year.
Well, you know, and I think that's the other thing, because I think that IG post came after she was arrested for protesting Brett Kavanaugh. So now all of a sudden she's charged and she's woke. She's like,
she's woke.
Oh, this is great.
Liberating.
Black folks kneeling. And here we go. That's like, funny. Come on, man.
Yeah, like, I ain't buying this.
No,
nah, I'm not.
Ken,
nah.
That's a good point. I can see that.
Yeah, I can see it too.
I can definitely see that.
Because is she really popping like that right now? I don't know. I'm asking a question before y'all get mad in the comments.
Don't get mad at me. I don't know.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't fucking know.
Well, she had the Netflix special room. That's the last time we talked about it.
But who here watched it?
Nobody.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think she's a brand name, though.
Is she?
Yeah.
I think, cool. Good for her.
I think she has like a sizzle. You know what I'm saying? There's always something happening. She may not. I don't think she's like at the top of the top right now. But you know, she's a somebody.
Interesting.
Good for her.
Well, all right. Cool.
Maybe
I don't know.
She got a black boyfriend.
Y'all think that there's? I don't feel like there's any
she
chance
she like black guys.
Well, yeah. I mean, if people are calling her like fat and stuff, you know how that usually goes.
How does that go?
With white women, a lot of times, like if certain sides are criticizing you for attributes that another side are praising you for, then they just move on over.
Shit, you thick girl,
right? Like to certain circles, they'd be like, "Oh, you're fat and you're gross and you're ugly."
But it's like
black man, we might be like, "Well, yo, no, you got it in the right spot. Yeah. So come on over here and hang out with us."
I want to say she actually puts that in her skit, how black men appreciate her size and stuff.
I mean,
she's like, "Nah, we need to keep them free."
Right. I need to dick.
Don't lock them up. Right. Shit. I'm kneeling all the time. Oh, I'm sorry.
Wow, Ken.
Hey, look, at least he stopped himself. though, right in the middle of the track. All the damn time, man. Every week, Ken. Every damn week. Never fails. Never
fails.
Y'all
need to deal with the NFL.
Debbie Does Dallas.
Debbie Does Dallas.
You had to deal with the NFL? The nigga fucking league?
Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, God. Wow.
Y'all are evil.
That's cute.
Let Amy Schumer get that chocolate dick.
Oh, but. Yep.
Wow.
You know they say she hangry, you know those Snicker commercials? Till you get a Snickers? Then you be all right.
You not yourself when you're hungry.
Right, you not yourself.
That's what some white supremacist is going to do. He'll eat the Snickers.
You ain't yourself right now, man.
You're not yourself right now. Get a little bit of this chocolate dick.
Get a little bit of this chocolate dick.
Yeah, I think it's really right, man.
What was wrong with people over there?
Right. Camera pan back. That ain't regular sales. Like...
I can't look at his Snickers the same way. Y'all motherfuckers fucked that up.
Sorry, oh, man. Our bad.
All the dude get in.
Bruh.
Y'all are crazy. I love
the
Snickers,
though.
The
nuts, all that shit.
So oh, my God.
You like, I can't.
Yeah, look, you
got the veins on top of shit.
Oh, shit. Y'all are stupid as hell.
No, I'm serious.
Oh, my God. Y'all are dumb.
That's what I was about to say.
I was going to say, but I'm not going to say it.
How does it get there? Like, dude, like, what is, why?
It's a mole, you think it's a mole?
Why does it have a dick vein? Like, every single one has, like, a dick vein on top of it. I don't get it.
It has several veins on top of it.
Right. What is that about?
I don't know. I never thought about it until just now. Y'all motherfuckers just... Y'all think y'all ruined Snickers?
Yeah, I can't do the Snickers no more.
Wow.
Being so old,
I can. Dick,
eat that dick, bro. Ain't nobody gonna say nothing, bro.
You married with kids, bro. You straight.
Who's gonna say something, bro? Who's gonna be like...
In the room
by yourself.
In the room. Close the door. in the dark.
Oh my god,
that's some dark shit. What if somebody really did that shit? Like
did what?
Made Snickers.
Made
like
Snickers
a dick.
Like a dick, but then like laughing every time somebody eat that.
Got
shit.
You
right. Every time somebody eat, like what? Like there's some sick people out there like that do shit like that.
I mean,
nobody's doing that, bro.
You don't think so? No.
For what?
I mean, people just did it with like cartoons and shit. Like it's people out there that do.
Yeah,
shit like
they
that.
Did. That is true. They used to sneak dicks in
shit
the
and cartoons and all
and
that.
But I don't think they can sneak dick into food.
No, not sneak dick into.
You'd
food.
Be surprised.
But yeah, I know, right? Not sneak it, but like design it that way and no
make it phallic.
Make it yeah.
Maybe like the Snickers like. Pop, not popsicles, but you know those little like the ice cream ones, because those you got to suck on it. Mm. But you know you just bite into whatever. Anyways,
I don't know, man. Y'all got me thinking like Snick. Dick,
no,
Dickers.
I actually.
Oh, Dickers. Oh shit! I didn't even think about that shit either. That's a code. That's a code. That's a code, right?
Hey, we y'all think you Snickers. Slick? We done broke the code.
We done broke the code, right? We gonna call this shit Snick.
That us eating Dickers.
There's the Mike Still On Podcast is part of the Dead End Podcast Network. Catch this show along with our other shows on deadendpodcast.com.
Okay, did you guys see that video of that white woman following that black man into the apartment complex?
Follow him at first. She didn't let him in.
He showed the most patience I've ever seen in my life.
He is the real MVP.
You know, I would have lost it.
No.
He's the real MVP.
You know what I heard?
I haven't seen it.
I heard that he was still willing to have a conversation with her after that entire thing happened.
Good for him.
Mm, yeah. Couldn't be me.
Good for
what
him.
Happened? I don't
could
know what
not
happened.
Be me. So basically, there was a video of... God. How do I depict this? So there was a woman who went to go take her dog out, I guess, to go to the bathroom. And she lives in this apartment complex. And the video is shown from his point of view, like recording, like... you know, what's taking place. So he's this black guy trying to walk into his apartment complex. So I guess what happened was like, you know how like if you live in an apartment, you have like an apartment access key? Mm-hmm. He walks into the apartment as she's walking out with her dog and she kind of blocks him like, hey, like, what are you doing? Where are you going? And he was like, could you move? I live here. And she was like, no, you don't. I haven't seen you before. And he was like, but... okay, what the fuck that got to do with me? Like, I live here. Could you move? And she was like, no, I'm not moving. I've never seen you before. What floor do you live on? And he was like, you don't need to know that information, ma'am. Could you just please move away? And, you know, it was one of those situations where if he would have, you know, rushed past her, she would have, like, fallen down or started crying.
Oh, wow.
Or
so she was really in the...
Yeah, like, she was blocking the entire door.
That would have been me.
And
me too.
What?
Get the fuck...
Yep.
Like you would have got about two or three, you know, nice... you know, pleasantries exchange.
Right. Absolutely.
And after that, man, bitch, get the fuck out the way.
Literally.
What the fuck is your problem,
literally
ho?
Move. Yes, sir. So it got to the point during the video where, you know, he was just consistently just being nice and just being like, okay, ma'am, you're doing a lot. Like, he was like, you know what? Shit. You know, like, what floor you live on? And she was like, the third floor. And he was like, okay, great. Now can I move? Like you told me that's great that I know that. I really don't care, but like, could I get to my apartment? So fast forward in the video, he finally, like, I think pushes past her to get into the lobby and presses the elevator door, elevator button or whatever. And she follows him, like, over to the area and was just like, no, like, I'm coming up with you. I need to see where you live. And so she follows him all the way up, like, to whatever floor that he was on, gets off on his floor and is following her. Like following him all the way to like she get till he gets to the apartment, and he finally opens the door and was like, "Do you need something? Like I'm confused. Like at this point, I'm in my apartment and you're still here." She was like, "I'm sorry. I just want to be your friend. I just want to like." She tried to like switch up
like,
or whatever.
What's your name? Like what is your name?
Yeah, sorry. I just wanted to meet you. I want to know my neighbors and stuff like that. So she ended up getting fired. I guess she was a realtor or whatever, and she ended up getting fired because the video went viral. And you know, I guess now people are interviewing her and stuff, and she's getting
she's
that clout.
The victim.
Of course
she's in.
I'm not a racist. Right. She was like, my ex is black, or my current boyfriend or something is black, and I'm
like
just
Drake
like.
Black.
Did you see a picture of him?
I'm joking.
Oh, I don't know.
I have no idea.
But yeah, so that's what happened. And, you know, the internet, it went super viral. And it's just kind of like this idea that white people can be so demanding and entitled to know every little thing about what you're doing and where you're going and when they say jump, you were supposed to say how high. Like, fuck that shit. Like, to me, I was just so baffled. And the amount of patience that he exerted, it could never have been me.
That, watching that video literally made me physically uncomfortable.
Literally, because so I really uncomfortable. Wanted
to just like, I'm like, bro, just shove past her. Please just shove past her.
He was being...
Why are you still standing here? Shove fucking past
her. He was being so nice. It was almost irritating.
It was irritating as fuck. And I respect him. 100% I respect him.
Because he handled it like, well. He handled it how a lot of us probably would.
There's no way. Yeah. Like people just said, you got two of who are you? Why are you here? Where's your key fob? Get the fuck out of my face, man. Yep. And if you fall on the ground, go for it. I got the video on you.
Yep.
Like, but the thing is, me, I wouldn't even think to videotape her. I would have just been like, the fuck?
Yeah.
Do you live here? Do you live here? You're not going to block the door, you and your little frou-frou dog.
Right.
Yeah.
The vegan me, I would have kicked that dog too. No, I'm just kidding. I'm joking. I wouldn't kick the dog. But no, I would have definitely shoved past her.
I mean, it's sad that we even have to videotape ourselves just to, you know, make sure our side of the story is properly told. Mm-hmm. I think he's definitely extremely nice. There's just no way. Mm-mm. Not me.
I ain't got time.
And what's crazy is when I saw this posted, initially I saw it on, I think, Twitter, and then it got, you know, it got so viral that it ended up being posted on The Shade Room. And so, you know, I was looking at the comments, and most people were like, yeah, this is crazy, whatever. But a select couple of comments I definitely saw, like, well, I don't really see what the problem was. Like, why wouldn't you want to know, you know, who's going to come into your space and stuff? And my whole thing is, I saw a lot of responses to those particular comments that were like, you know, this is exactly the type of situation that got Trayvon Martin killed, where somebody's, oh, you know, I think somebody's a threat. Let me take it upon myself to follow this person all the way to their place of residence. Like, what the fuck is that about? You know? And like, what would have happened if he didn't record? You know, maybe she would have called the cops. Maybe the cops.
She did call the cops.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. She did call the cops. And I can't remember what she said, but she said something.
And
like,
wasn't he just like, call him, like, whatever. Like,
yeah, but yeah. I'm trying. She lied to the cops. I just can't remember what it was that she said.
Like,
yeah.
she didn't feel safe or something
that's
along
it.
Those lines.
Yeah. That's
of
it.
Of course.
But that's you're following it. The guy.
Right.
That's what kills me.
They
follow for their own safety or some like, shit. What? Like, what kind of shit is, like, they have to get to the bottom of the niggerness. Like, what is that about?
Yo, I didn't so get crazy, angry, yo. Mike, until I heard she called the cops on him. Because at that point, you know, like, it's almost like it's sad. It's kind of par for the course, right? You're like, okay, lady, you know, you being extra.
You're right.
You know,
I hate this. I'm sorry, go ahead.
You follow me all the way here. You see I got a key fob. You see me walk in. You've probably seen pictures of me, you know, in the place. You know that I stay here without a doubt. But then you call the cops. Like, at that point, now you're being, like, you were being racist before, but now you put it on the hood. Like, for real. Right. Like, right. Because by calling the cops, you escalate that situation to something that could have easily went left, and this brother could have ended up dead. And you know that. You know that. So there's no reason for you to call the cops at all. Yep. What were you about to say, Rod?
No.
You said you hate that. That's what it's saying. You're saying.
No, like, yeah, I think you had said it, so I didn't need to.
It's dangerous times, man, because there are people calling cops on
9-year-olds
people all the time.
Oh my God. Did you guys see that incident of that little, like, I don't know if he was 9, but some young.
No,
I'm not talking about that one. I was talking about the one in Cumberland Mall. Where there was, some cop was like grabbing this little boy. I guess he was just, I don't know if he's like a local rapper, like, you know, one of those young like child stars who were trying to, you know, I don't know.
He was selling CDs.
Yeah, selling CDs or something. And then he just grabbed him up, and the mom or whoever his guardian was started recording it. And they were like, you know, you don't have to be manhandling him like that. And eventually he just started getting really rough and rowdy. And then the camera started going everywhere. I guess she was trying to like help him out, so she couldn't record that well.
No, I think what it sounded like, it was his aunt. And I think the aunt like stepped in, and the cop, from what I could tell, it looked like the cop like slammed her.
Oh, okay.
I could be wrong, but that's what it looked like. It looked like the cop slammed her, because it sounded like she's crying at that point.
Yeah, or like, you know, desperate almost.
Or maybe he slammed the kid and she was, I don't know. I thought he slammed her.
I don't know, because the phone just started jumbling and going everywhere.
I didn't know it was illegal
straight.
Like that to sell, like, it's really that big of a deal to sell CDs?
True.
Like, really?
If you black, yeah. Or cigarettes.
Just, yeah.
Or air. Or... You know,
no, you can't do it. It is illegal. Most cops tend to overlook it, you know,
like a lot of other things. Unless,
yeah, because it's not like you're not, you know, robbing somebody like that. That cop, you know, could have been somewhere else, you know, right, stopping something more serious,
stealing a Victoria's Secret or something else, which is crazy because I feel like I never see cops in that mall. And if they are there, they're blending in because they're not doing shit. So
there were two other situations that happened. I think one, it was a woman that accused, and I thought this is the one you're talking about.
Yeah, a nine-year-old boy groping her.
Yeah, yeah. And
didn't he get on camera saying, I don't forgive her?
I loved it. Yeah, I loved every fucking
thing. He sure did.
He was like, something wrong with her. He was like, something wrong with
her. I do not forgive her. That's how we should all be.
And he played it 100%.
He sure did.
Right. He played that right. Good. Yeah, forget all this. We so quick to forgive. Oh, you know.
I don't know why.
God bless them. I forgive them. And all this other stuff. Man, forget all that stuff, man. You know, because God clearly isn't in their life right now. And then there was another one where cops were called on two kids that were playing with a BB gun.
Okay.
And
he went about it the right
way. That was fair.
Yeah. Yeah,
That's fuck that. That's like a gun. I'd have called the fucking cops too.
Yeah.
Some little kid is walking in front of my house.
Did you see him pull
it looked
up?
Like a gun.
It looked like a real Glock
gun.
Nine.
It's a BB gun.
Fuck
what
that
what
shit.
Else are they supposed to look like?
Did you look at a picture? Not a fucking real gun.
That shit like a Glock 9, dude.
Put a fucking orange tab on the front of that bitch.
Yeah.
It looked like a real gun.
I think the BB guns that I've had back in the day look like real guns.
That's fine. But you walk in front of my house and you're flashing what looks like, not just kind of looks like, right, but what exactly looks
especially
like a real gun.
Especially if you see it at a distance. You know what
Hell
I'm saying?
Hell nah. No. Like, fuck that shit. I'm not finna die for you.
I thought the cop did a good job of how he handled that situation, though.
Well, yeah, and that's what I was going to talk about. You know, I understand, you know, because to be fair, I didn't see it. So I'm going by what you guys said.
Okay.
But I also recall just having BB guns when I was growing up. Mm-hmm. So, but, you know, didn't stay in the city. So, you know, for the most part. So, yeah, nobody going to really call cops, right, you know, on us. But they could have, you know. So I understand. But, yes, he did what you would hope most cops would do.
Yeah.
Right, is understand the situation.
Talk to them.
Right. But there were some questionable things he did say. Yeah, like, I don't know, referring to, you know, the kid as an 11-year-old man. Like, who does that?
Well, he called one of them a boy, and I think he corrected himself. I don't think he did.
He called
it on
one
purpose.
A boy, and then he called.
Then he said,
one.
"Oh, but you're an 11-year-old young man." I think he would have said it about both of them, but it sounded like there was like a slight pause. So I think he was probably used to saying "boy," probably maybe not in a racist way.
He did. I think he called the 11-year-old a boy. He said, "What's your name, boy?" And then the other one, he was like, "Okay, and what's your name?" But he didn't use the term. He didn't use the word "boy" with him.
He said, "Young man."
Yeah, so it was two.
Right.
Yeah,
right,
so I think
I mean.
The older one he referred to as a young man.
Right.
So in the other one, it was the tone of boy, and maybe I'm being sensitive, and if I am, y'all forgive me.
I think
But why would he say boy?
But it was the way,
because
he
was a boy.
11 year old. He was 11. But it was, it, you had, and
why do you
I wish
to put
I had.
Boy on the internet? Like,
and it was the emphasis that he put on the word boy. He was like, "What's your name, boy?" And it was like, it felt strong.
Why you have to
it
say
did.
Boy.
You just immediately jumped to Michael from Good Times. Boy is a white racist word.
It is.
I get you, but I don't know that he meant it that way.
I just don't understand why he would have to say boy
in the first place.
I think it's just something that, I mean, when you're talking to a 11-year-old, I can kind of see it.
But
because he's a kid. Like,
but I see what Rod's saying. Yeah, there's not like really a reason to put boy at the end
add
of
it. To add it there. Yeah.
Like, what's your name?
He could have just been like, "What's your name?" Okay.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I got you. Right. I follow you now. So anyway, so that was the first one. So that one kind of struck me, and I was like, okay, damn, that didn't sound right. Because he was doing okay so far. I'm like, okay, that's kind of cool. But it's almost like he wanted a little pat on the back for doing that, because then he proceeded to talk to the mom and lecture the mom.
Which he should have.
But then it was just when he called him an 11-year-old man, I'm like, oh, my God, like, where in the world is an 11-year-old considered a man? And that goes back to that whole thing where, you know, young black males are give off the appearance, or they always paint them to be men instead of what they actually are.
Speaking of which, did y'all hear that, like, some town in Virginia is going to try to, like, I guess, prohibit trick-or-treaters that are older than the age of 12 or something like that? Or, like, I don't know what the repercussion was.
Prohibit what?
How are you going to police that?
Yeah,
let me see your ID, kid.
I mean, like,
what is it again?
12-year-old kids or under are allowed to trick or treat.
Yeah,
and anybody older,
older than that,
yes, stop that. They don't need to be trick or treating.
Okay,
12?
Above 12, yeah.
13-year-olds.
Yeah, if you're 13, you should not be trick-or-treating.
Why?
Because your ass is too old.
You're in high school still, like 14, 15.
No, you should not be trick-or-treating. When you come by my house,
What if you're out with your siblings?
That's different. You're not
actively trick-or-treating.
Right. And I don't know if you hand out candy, but we do.
Of course.
When these damn kids come by they're teenagers...
You're a neighborhood rock.
No, you're not getting candy from me. You're not getting candy from me. Like, if I tell them.
Close the door on them?
Oh, I'm on the porch. I'm rocking. So
You like Marlon Wayans. Get your big ass 100%.
100%. You are not. I said, y'all are too old. Do not come over here.
What? Even if the costume is amazing and stuff?
I don't care about costumes. This is for kids. I don't give a fuck about any of that
but
shit.
But they're still kids, though.
And sometimes I give them candy and they'll be like, don't come by here next year.
Ask TJ, he will tell you.
I don't play games,
My daughter looks fairly young for her age. She's like 16, but she looks like she's like 11 or 12.
But she's not.
That's what you think.
Huh?
But she's not.
But if she go trick-or-treating, you're not...
Okay, she slid through. That's cool. She slid through. She got over.
So you think, I don't know.
But no, I'm with Ken. I don't give candy to no little motherfuckers, period. Don't come to my house.
We turn the lights off.
I can't do that because then they might fuck with my car. So I gotta leave the
Y'all don't believe in, well, your family doesn't believe in.
No.
Oh, Halloween. Yeah. Mm. Halloween. Fuck out.
Nah, yeah, I'm 100% with that. I can't stand it, man.
I don't care.
I give them like one piece of candy and it's the bad candy.
So you didn't trick-or-treat when you were young, when you was like 15 and stuff like that?
After a while, 15? I grew out of it.
I mean, we used to ride bikes and...
What the fuck wrong with you? 15.
That shit used to be fun. We used to be riding our bikes at night.
Y'all acting like Halloween is every week. It's once out of the year and you're young. So
why are you trick-or-treating on a bike at 15?
That shit was cool. We used to ride around with Jason Mask.
You and your friends all gonna
get
together.
Get you some pussy, nigga. And then what they say?
Mike, shut up.
I mean, that's what they say.
No, don't come by my house. Don't come by my house. It's not happening.
Anyway,
don't they say that?
Anyways, Ken, the reason that I brought it up was because you know that since they were saying that since younger like black kids seem or appear older or more threatening, that law or whatever that they're going to try and implement during like the Halloween time is going to backfire basically. Like, oh, we thought that this kid was really, you know, 15, but he was only 9, but we told him to get off our property. And so we called the cop. Like, they could see it escalating in a negative way like that.
What is this news?
I mean, I'm just
have one of those sticks at the fair.
Oh my.
You know, if you're under this height, I'm going to get one. If
so
you're
Kevin
under
Hart
this height,
come.
If you're under, he look like he's a grown ass man. At that
real
point.
Talk, so FIFO can come.
Stop!
Oh, that's so fucked up.
That wasn't a joke. How tall are you?
5'6", but I'm taller than Kevin Hart.
Are you taller than me? 5'6", really?
Yeah.
Are you taller than me?
Yeah. Whenever you don't wear heels and stuff.
Mm. But you guys get what I'm saying, though. Like it's not like what? Kids. Like so. I don't know what I would do in a situation where,
you're wrong, man. Get them kids with candy.
No, right?
Get them little kids. They can get a job and buy some candy. Get the fuck off my fucking property.
Y'all are so old. Get off my lawn.
Y'all motherfuckers sound like
motherfuckers are too old to be walking around here asking for goddamn candy.
So, again, you didn't do it. When did you stop? Or did you ever do it?
Yeah, I used to trick or treat, yes. Okay. But at some point, it just I'm like, I'm too old to be trick or treating.
Right.
Like, this shit ain't cool to me. What am I doing walking around trick or treat? You know,
my voice
changed like overnight, like when I hit puberty.
Like at 12, you stopped it.
Hell
like,
yeah. Listen to Ken's voice. That man probably had that voice at 10.
My dad didn't know who the hell when I asked him. So yeah, at some point, I just, and I think I grew facial hair early too. Mm-hmm. So why the hell am I walking around asking for candy? It's for kids.
Right.
The last topic that I was going to talk about, it's really nothing super crazy, but Emily B's father is willing to testify on Fabulous's behalf following his domestic violence incident. Now, I think that this is interesting. Did y'all see the video?
I don't really get it. So what did he do?
He's testifying.
Fabulous.
He was threatening. Well, I don't know. I never saw that he hit her, but I know he was threatening both of them, like, I'll kill you, stuff like that.
Yeah, and this was a lot earlier, so now it's kind of like the dad is flip-flopping. Because
yeah, that's what I'm about to say. Yeah. What, yelling at the dad? And tell
yeah, he, you know, the dad yeah, was, on yeah. His, yeah. was on his daughter's side right, originally, right. And now he's saying that he'll back Fabulous.
Really?
So,
that's weird as
that
fuck.
Not weird.
Yeah, so I don't
I know,
because after that video surfaced, the reports were saying that she was, photographed. She lost two teeth. They got into some big fight, mm-hmm. and they were like, "Well, we didn't see him hit her," but it's like,
right,
where she just right,
like, right.
Is her baby teeth? It just came in late.
I'm so confused. So she lost two teeth, and like she got, I guess she got some dental work maybe like within the month or whatever, and like they were seen photographed together and out again, type.
Wait, after she lost the teeth?
After she lost the teeth. So she's trying to stick with him.
Wait, so did she wait, but did she say he hit her? Did she ever say that Fabulous hit her?
I don't think that she came. I don't think she spoke on anything. I think she's just the way that the situation was portrayed was there was a video of like, I think she was in the video kind of like standing off in the back, and then her dad was in between mm-hmm. both of them.
I saw that.
And then he was like cussing out the dad and throwing shit and I'm going to kill you and all these threats mm-hmm. and stuff like that. And I guess the dad was trying to protect his daughter at the time. So I think that was in the wake of everything that had happened, maybe before or after the fight. All I know is that she lost two teeth, and I think she had like bruises or something like that. Yeah. So it's very obvious that they're in some type of abusive situation.
So until but do we know that? Until she says it. See, this is one of those things. I had a discussion with somebody on Twitter about this, where we hear a situation and we automatically assume that certain things happen mm-hmm. without her saying it. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's just as fucked up as not believing a woman when she says she got raped.
Well, I think the headline said it, though.
That's fine, but mm-hmm. did she say it? If she did not say, "I got hit," then until she does, I'm not going with the narrative of she got hit. For all I know, she argued with Fab after that and then went and got a fight at the club and some chick knocked her teeth out. I have no idea. But
no,
I'm not going to...
I'm not buying that.
But I'm saying she hasn't said it.
Yeah.
If she says Fab hit me, I'm with you. She hasn't said that. So why are we automatically saying Fab knocked this chick's teeth out?
But I think too, like, and I understand what you're saying, but I feel like as I have never been in a domestic abusive situation, but I know people who have, and they've said that it's one of those things where you feel embarrassed because you right. know that you're probably going to stay with this person. So it's almost mm-hmm. like going to your mom and saying, "Hey, my boyfriend did some stupid shit." And then 2 weeks later, going to your mom and be like, "Oh my God, I love him." Because at the end of the day, your mom is not going to forget that shit, or your friends aren't going to forget that shit.
But at some point she said it. And then she, like in your scenario is what I'm saying. In the scenario that you just gave, you're like, "Oh, so-and-so did some stupid shit." Then she goes back later.
Yeah. In my
but
scenario,
she hasn't said anything.
Yeah.
Fab's woman hasn't said anything.
Exactly. And so I think that that's the reason why, if she hasn't said something, that's mm-hmm. probably why.
Sure.
In my experience.
But I guess, like, why would her father come to her defense if she didn't say it to someone?
But did that's what I'm asking. So did the father say that Fab knocked her teeth out?
They definitely confirmed that there was some domestic altercation right. between them.
A domestic altercation is not always domestic violence. So did anybody say that Fab hit her or put hands on her? Because a man can technically go to jail
Google.
Just by saying, "I'm gonna fuck you up" to a chick.
I didn't know that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. That's a threat. You can go to jail for that.
Emily claims Fabulous repeatedly punched her in the face and knocked out her front teeth.
There's the answer to my question. So we're mm-hmm. good. Somebody call Vic Mensa.
Yeah.
I kid not.
But what?
No. I'm just saying you're stupid.
On a serious note, though, I will say that to me, it's very sad how people are still unable to piece together like how domestic like relationships like domestic violence in relationships work.
Yeah. Sure.
Because. You know, they were photographed out and they're, you know, still going to clubs together and this and that,
that
and the third.
Nothing.
And people are like, "Oh, well, she forgives him. Y'all need to forgive him, too. I love Fabulous."
Oh,
da, da,
my
da, da.
God. Are you kidding me?
But my whole thing is like, and again, I just be listening to people. You know what I'm saying? So I've heard people say, you know, she might be in a situation where she feels safer with him than without him. Because in a lot of situations, when you do try to leave, they come looking for you or they take your shit or they try to kill you or whatever. And it's like, if you're trying to do all of this when I'm in this close proximity to you, if I try to leave or like seek refuge with somebody else, you're going to come after me and my father and my family and whatever. Like, yeah. You know,
or you might just have Stockholm syndrome. It happens. happens. Like, you might start to think that this is normal. Like, you might start thinking, oh, everybody's getting hit. Oh, he only does it. Like, remember the episode of Different World? Like, one of the, like, deepest episodes they've ever done.
When that girl
where, I forget her name now, where the rapper was hitting her.
Yeah.
And then after a while, she just started to think, like, he still loves me, and this is how he shows that he loves me. He gets upset sometimes. So it's not fair to be like, oh, well, they're out partying, so therefore either it didn't happen or she forgives them. You're not in that relationship, so you don't understand.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think it's just easy for people to pass judgment and be like, oh, well, she clearly forgave him. Why can't we? Like,
I don't have to forgive shit. Like, yeah. Just because dude makes good music doesn't mean that I have to forgive.
If it's even good, but yeah.
Well, we're not going to get into that because, you know, he makes good music, and we're not going to say he doesn't make good music just because he's a fucking abuser.
No. I'm just, but it's not for me, but yeah.
I feel you. But that was like, I got in an argument with some dude on Twitter, and I wish I can remember who the situation was about, but it was some chick who, these other people claimed that she was raped, even though she never said she was. Mm. So it was like some people woke up and they went downstairs and she was naked on a table, and there was like a bunch of dudes, and they were all like having a sexual situation. She never said she was raped. The other people that walked in on the situation said that they felt like these guys raped her. And the guy on Twitter that I was arguing with, I was like, well, this sounds like some misogynistic bullshit. It's like, you're acting like a woman can't enjoy herself sexually. Like, maybe she wants to have sex like that. Now, if she says, yes, these guys sexually assaulted me, then I'm like, let's go to bat. Let's discuss it. She didn't. And then when they asked her, she flat out said, no, that wasn't rape. Like, that's what I wanted. Hmm. So it's one of those situations where you're like, you're in that position. Yeah, to you, it looks like a sexual assault situation. But if the woman is saying it's flat out not, you can't just say she's lying because you think it is.
Interesting. Right. Okay, well.
Can I say real quick, this is completely a different story that you just...
not that it matters because Sophie ignored me anyway.
Yeah.
So. Sorry, I was trying to get these questions together. I see this picture caught me off guard.
I feel you.
This is a tweet from AJ Plus. Georgia Secretary of State Brian Kemp's office improperly purged 340,134 people from voter rolls by claiming that they moved, even though they still lived at their registered addresses. Please, guys, if you stay in Georgia, go out to vote and check on your stuff and make sure everything's legit. Because
can we just put this in the beginning of the podcast?
You know, hold you guys down. You can, yeah. Please.
The beginning and the end.
Fuck Brian Kemp.
And in the middle.
Yeah, man, this is crazy.
It is crazy.
He's a piece of shit.
Because they can't even nothing can happen until after the elections with that whole thing. So they can't even put a case in for it to get it.
The lawsuit, right?
Yeah.
They brought a lawsuit against him, but...
But it won't they can't do anything until after it's done.
Did you see how Trump was endorsing him?
Of course he is. Mm-hmm. He's just like Trump.
He's endorsing crazy. The other dude that slammed that reporter.
Extremely conservative.
He's
a piece of garbage. Yeah.
Go ahead, Stacey.
Like, when they were showing those fucking commercials, I really thought it was a joke. I did not think it was real.
I thought it was like a parody. I
did too. I thought it was a parody.
When I first saw it,
I was like, wait, this can't be real. This is fucking real.
And I was
this
like, holy shit. This
and then,
is
like,
real.
He was, and there was the other guy that was walking around the deportation bus. I don't know if y'all saw him.
Oh, my.
And he got shut down.
Yeah, he did.
But Brian Kemp is not quite as fucked up as that guy, but he's on the same level.
Yeah.
So,
is that the one that somebody asked us to talk about? It was an ad. Somebody tweeted us, asked us to talk about.
No.
I think that's a different guy.
Yeah, I've been too busy. I didn't get a chance to look at it, but we've run long. So I'll look at it. Maybe we can hit it next week if it's still rolling.
Hit it.
All right. Well. All right, guys. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break.
To make a thing go right.
It takes two to make it out of sight.
What?
Okay, guys.
The situation.
Hey.
I got to face it.
Ooh. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Hey, what's up, everybody? If you listen to the Dead End Gaming podcast on this feed, me and B just want to let you know that we moved on, baby.
We on Spotify, baby. We on Spotify. We have our own SoundCloud.
Yeah, we're on our own podcast feed. So you guys, make sure you subscribe to us, you know, wherever you listen to podcasts. Also on SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/deadendgaming. And shout out to Eric V, a.k.a. Please say the 11.
Please say the 11.
A.k.a. Nick Gray. You know, he's like that guy on Split. He got many, many names. Right, so right. Anyway, yeah, you guys can catch us there every week, every Friday. That's where we at. So yeah,
so subscribe, follow, all that stuff. Click all the follow buttons and follow us on the social medias too. Follow the Dead End Gaming on Twitter as well. Make sure we got that Twitter popping on there. So if you want to ask us questions as a collective, do it on Twitter. If you want to ask us individually, hit up our Twitter.
So that'll do it. Enjoy the episode.
All right, guys, we are back and about to jump into our question portion of the show. Don't forget to send your questions to isthemicstillon@gmail.com or to our Twitter. Our first question today is actually an update. Oh, wow. So this is from the email. Do y'all remember the girl who she said that she didn't use her real name? Oh, wow. Adventurous Virgin? Is that what y'all...
Oh, the one that wanted to get turned out.
Is that what y'all... Okay, cool. Yeah. So she responded. She said, hey, guys, thanks for answering the letter here. Some things that I hope clears up any confusion. We are young. I'm 20 and he's 23. Although I was a virgin before him, I did have a lot of interaction with Dick. Just no penetration.
Wait, what?
Come on, Rod. Come on, Rod.
I'm sorry. Come on, she didn't be detailed that.
Don't be childish.
Or she gave a hand job. No big deal.
I didn't know.
What'd you think she's doing? Slap her like a
know.
Cat?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. You told me she's just a freaking shit, obviously.
Okay, so yeah. Although I was a virgin before him, I did
Why
have
is this vein here?
I did have a... y'all are going to make me start thinking about Snickers again. I did have a lot of interaction with Dick, just no penetration. Y'all were right. I'm low-key a freak. Oh, God. All right. I was really open about my body and sexuality, and I've orgasmed before by myself and with others. I've been thinking about...
With others?
Other people.
But...
I mean, at different times, possibly.
But... Okay, keep going.
Keep going.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm with you, Mike.
Whatever.
I'm with you, Mike.
Anyways, I've been thinking about it and the swinging lifestyle since before I got with him. I was just waiting for the emotional relationship to take the leap into it. And since we had sex, we've been doing everything. Okay. All right.
Oh, come on.
No, you got it.
No, I'm sorry. I'm going to read it. It's just, this is just so much. Okay.
I know we all grown up in here.
We are, right. But it's just.
This... Is she talking about getting the booty?
Why do we need to know this? Okay.
We do.
We do.
And since we had sex, we've been doing everything. Upside down, sideways, standing up, backwards, etc.
Okay.
Swinging. I guess.
You've been swinging. I got you.
Okay.
Literally on the swing.
I guess I'm making
they
up for lost time.
I know.
So when I said it was fabulous, it wasn't because I didn't know any better. It's actually fabulous. And because we are still long distance, I only see him every week or 2 weeks sometimes, and communication is a big part of my relationship. My boyfriend knew it was about us as soon as he heard the episode. Luckily,
we knew that, though.
Yeah. Like, come on.
Duh.
That's her fault.
Luckily, shit. We had actually talked about this before the episode came out, and we came to a similar conclusion that Nah did. Sorry, she didn't put the E. I'm sorry. I'm just reading this verbatim.
Well, she says NA. We don't put the E.
Okay.
It's NA.
That if swinging or finding new dick was important to me, then I had to be upfront with him about it. I don't think that is more important than what we have. So I'm just being happy in the moment right now. We still haven't gone to a sex club, but decided that going to one will probably be our first experience bringing other people into our relationship. We're good. We're happy, and we're not breaking up anytime soon. Thank you for all your help.
Okay. I will say really quickly that I talked about Vic Mensa earlier. I think she pulled a Vic Mensa.
How?
You know how he released that little raggedy empathy song after he fucked up? She knows that he's listening. So she's like, oh, well, let me clean this up.
Yeah.
It really is fabulous.
Yeah.
Bruh. Don't you go to that fucking sex club with that girl.
Go to the sex
don't
club.
Don't you
with
go
the
to
girl,
that sex club
listen,
with that girl.
Nah,
everything
no,
we said
go.
Originally still stands.
It's going to be a wrap.
Go,
bruh. Don't
go,
do it.
Go with her.
All right.
So no one else would get that experience of going with her first.
True.
He needs to either let her go or just accept that's not going to be just his anymore.
After you go to the sex club with her.
Then you better find you some other chicks that sex club, bro.
Because you don't want to go to the sex club. We don't want her to go with somebody else, and then you're going to be sitting at home jealous.
He's going
to
end up at home jealous anyway. Yeah, I'm telling you.
At least he know it might be his fault.
He knows now it's
But at least he'll have that experience.
He just, oh, you just gonna email some motherfucking dudes I don't even know like that? Oh, you just gonna email all motherfucking dead in hip hop? You don't even hip hop. It's some bullshit.
Hey, that can go a long way, bro. That could go a long way.
Yeah, it's going to go a long way.
I mean, for him, a real long way. For him in the future. Yeah. Nah, be like,
she's going to get her some dickers.
She is. She is.
She's going to get plenty
some
of
king,
that.
Some king dickers.
With the veins and everything.
The fucking console bag dickers. Dickers.
Don't let
dickers.
Bruh,
her have.
It's going to be a wrap for you.
That experience with someone else.
Talking about
extra nuts,
huh?
Yep. I'm telling you that she's...
You know the king size Snickers, they break into two, right?
They do now.
Yeah, it's not one. It's like two. So
you get, I don't know, and I don't want to talk about this anymore.
You get two for the price of one.
Why are you looking at me, Ken? I don't want to know about this.
For FIFO, you get two.
Stop being a homophobe. Eat the dick, Mike.
I told you they're not vegan.
Go with her, bro. Go with her. Live your life. Go with her. Enjoy this moment.
Bro.
While it's still there, you never know. You got a 50-50 chance.
You know, because like she changed up the tone from the first.
She just wanted to clear. She just wanted to clear up some things.
She was listening.
She was moonwalking, bro.
Yes, she's absolutely.
She just wanted
Michael Jackson moonwalking.
She wanted to let. She already let him know. Like after they listened to it together,
inadvertently she let him know.
Yes,
she wanted to let us know, and she also wanted to let the audience know. Mm-hmm. So she, you know,
bro, you are being so fooled right now. That was a Trojan horse, like a motherfucker.
All I'm saying is,
no pun, right? No pun intended.
No pun intended.
Just go with her to the club. Right. Don't let anybody else take that experience from you, bro.
Okay.
Go. March in there, hand, holding hands, swinging.
Yeah, your hands going to be in your pants at the end of the night with your dick swinging by yourself. Because she's going there because she wants to experiment with some other dudes, and that's fine. But she might need to be, if she's not being honest, she needs to be honest with that.
She is.
All right.
She didn't, you know.
You can't. You like, she putting it out there, huh?
Then why would she start the shit off by, like, don't use my name because I don't want him to know? He should already know because you should have already talked to him about
that. Right. Well,
and now you're cleaning up like, oh, you know, no, the sex really is fabulous because he's right. That's probably him sending that motherfucking email. Wait, time out. That's probably his ass sending that shit. You ain't slick, bro.
You're catfishing us.
You ain't slick with your little dick. You not slick.
Wow. You still say the man got a little dick on the back.
B, why are you talking about that man's dick? He might
be.
B, what's wrong with talking about that man's dick?
Listen, bars. I do agree.
Half a bar.
I do agree.
Little tinky winky.
It's not those mini handicapped Snickers that they hang.
Oh, stupid. Yo.
For Halloween. Why your old ass over here trick or treat?
Who wants to be in the body bags? The body bags. Yeah.
All right, let's get a woman's perspective real quick. So, what you think, Sophie, you like with this whole situation?
Whether she should go to the sex club and try something new or stay with her boyfriend?
Well, it's mostly on him because she's trying to. She's for it. But what Ken is saying is like
He's having second thoughts,
but he said go, don't let nobody take that experience away.
Yep.
Mike's saying, nah, don't you go because you know she ain't gonna this is what she gonna want to do.
That experience gonna
so what do you think? Like
I mean, it's really up to him and what he wants to do. But I mean, at the end of the day, you can either go with her and I mean either way, it sounds like you might lose her. So
either way, he might lose her.
There's a possibility that at this point she wants other dick. So it's kind of like, I mean, you could go with her and see what that's like and be like, okay, you know, this is your farewell into other dick land. Or you could just be like, well, I'm just going to break it off. But typically a lot of guys that I know are not going to be like, oh, you know, let me personally step back because I know that this is good for me, whatever. Like they're going to try and roll with the, oh yeah, I'm cool with it. We cool with it, whatever. So, I mean,
not your boy.
Well, I know you have
go
sense.
Ahead.
You have sense. So
sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes.
It just may not be that serious to the guy. Like he's like, oh,
no, it's serious.
I know it is, obviously, but from last time.
No, he's hurt. He should.
Yeah, he's definitely hurt.
I'm just saying, like I thought you
all she has to do is just,
knew.
Like, she just has to tell me that she's interested in doing that. And I'm just like, all right, you can go. Like, I dated a girl once that was, like, talking about how she was interested in romantic sexual situations with women. And she was like, well, I thought you'd be cool with it. I'm like, no, you just need to go. Like, I'm not stupid enough to think that just because
Here
you're going to
go.
What?
I'm done. I'm sorry.
What?
Me?
You said, really?
No, I'm just curious.
All right. Let's.
What's the problem? I'm lost.
No, I don't think it was.
Are you cool with that?
Am I cool with what?
Or would you be, I'm sorry, would you be open to that? As opposed to Mike was just very like, nah, it's dead. It's over.
You talking about when he said the women? That was you talking about?
Yes, the women.
Yeah, because she wasn't inviting me. It wasn't like a threesome situation. It was like, well, I would like to explore. Yeah. It was like, I'd like to explore sexually with women. Nah. Are you cool with that? And I'm like, nah, that's still cheating. So if you want to do that, we can break it off. You can go.
But threesomes are cool for you.
Not me, because I get tired quick. That's a lot of work.
I feel it.
I'd have to be drunk. If I'm drunk, a threesome is fine. If I'm sober, I'm just like, I don't really want to do all this. Let's just me and you. And
it's
me
just
and
a lot. It's I a feel lot like of work. It would be a lot.
You try to please two women?
Get in the gym.
I feel like you'd have to do coke.
I go to the gym. My back is going out, bro. Gym.
I feel like you would have to do, well, for me, well, I mean, whatever, whoever. I feel like you would have to do drugs. Like coke,
I don't do drugs.
Or something.
Mm. Yeah. To do coke? To do, you don't want coke dick when you're fucking doing a threesome?
Why not?
Cause coke
super
dick,
focused.
No, it's not.
I would say Molly.
You ain't fuck nobody on coke then.
Yeah, I would say Molly.
Yeah.
Something like, you know, super sensitive to the touch and all.
Right.
You know?
Not coke. Yeah. You fuck a guy on coke, you gonna choke him afterwards. Like, bro, that's it. But really? The fuck?
What if both of y'all are on coke? Y'all both gonna choke each other? Okay.
Back to that big mentor shit, huh?
Okay. Anyway, shut up. All right. So our first question of the week is from, what do I want to name you?
Jesus. Is it a guy or a girl?
It's a girl.
Cindy. Let's go, Cindy.
Ew. All right, whatever.
She said, ew.
Santa.
Cindy says, what's up, y'all? Do you think it's more important to have chemistry in a relationship or stability? Does your age and maturity factor in your decision? Example, person A, attentive, caring, reliable, nurturing, trustworthy, boring, uncultured, barely reads at an eighth grade. Ooh, you. This is specific. Wow. This is specific. Hold up. This is just really specific. I think that's funny. Barely reads at an eighth grade level, not much in common with you. Person B, makes you laugh, never runs out of things to talk about, gives you butterflies, great sex. I'll be having you pressed, no job, unrealistic career goals, wants to be a model or a ball player at almost 30, unmotivated. Personally, I think it's hard to decide, especially as a 27-year-old woman with the pressure of society telling me it's about time to try and settle down. But I don't know. I kind of want them both. Let me know what y'all think. Cindy, let me say something. So,
okay,
oh, I know she got smack first.
She was ready for this
smack
one.
First. Go ahead.
No, okay. Ready. So,
personal experience, huh?
No, not. No.
You playing with fire, bro. Not,
she was like, let me tell you something. This is the way she started out.
She
let
did.
Let me tell you about what I went through.
Right.
Let me tell
you something. No, we not tears over here. Let me tell you. So,
see?
Personal experience.
Right. See?
Go ahead.
From people I know.
Oh, okay.
Exactly. I know a lot of married. Okay. No, you know this isn't for me. So I know a lot of married women and I know a lot of women who rushed to get married because it's what, you know, they thought
they're supposed to do.
And you have to do this by the time. I mean, if you're not, you know, married by 26, then at least, my God, 30. Don't let it be 32. You're pushing it, your eggs and all that other shit. So it's kind of like, I get it. You know what I'm saying? I understand the pressure of feeling like you need to find somebody super, super quick and you're 27 and you're quote unquote getting up there, which is really weird because you're still really young. But my advice to you is have fucking fun. Like, have fun. If they like, look for that chemistry shit. Cause I mean, at the end of the day, you can find somebody that it makes sense for you to be with. And you guys are just supposed to be together just because financially and, you know, maybe y'all are cool or whatever and it makes sense. But that's really safe sometimes. And sometimes, you know, if you want that thrill and if you want that chemistry, I think that you deserve that. And I think that people will try to convince you that to have a partner, you don't necessarily need chemistry. You don't, you know, maybe you should, you know, date somebody that you're not super attracted to, but oh, it's okay because it's going to work out in the end because maybe y'all are compatible in other ways. Like, fuck that shit. Have fun. Date who gives you butterflies, fuck who gives you butterflies. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I mean,
yeah, and I agree with you. I think that chemistry could lead to stability.
Mm-hmm. Right. It can.
Because
don't be sad when it doesn't though.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Please,
and
prepare for impact.
Yeah, I'm not saying that that's a mathematical equation.
Sure,
like you are going to get this at the end after you figure this shit out. Nah, yeah, that's not it. But basically, what I'm saying is with chemistry, right? Like you can build that, and I think that, you know, at 27, like you said, you're young. You're still figuring your shit out. Like, you don't
can build it, but you have to have a foundation to begin
with. Here's the thing. Like, you can't, like, when I met my wife, right? Like, mm-hmm. I wasn't working. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But I wasn't a bum either. I wasn't unmotivated. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I still wanted to do things. I had actual career goals. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So for us, it was, at least for me, I knew that who she met wasn't who I am today.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we have chemistry, and we've been able to build that into stability. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? We're just becoming even more and more stable. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? As, you know, we take our journey. But yeah, definitely, I think you should look for chemistry first and foremost.
And because you have chemistry, it's you guys are on the same type of mindset.
Exactly. You know what it's mean? Easier. It's easier to make the move
right.
that you need to make.
I mean, it sounds like you could really just fuck person B and just, you know, date for real person A. Listen,
have the cake and eat it, huh?
Absolutely, I'm all for that. Why not? Fuck it.
Mm-mm. Yeah, that's assuming that the guy's gonna be cool with that.
Oh, the guy that you're dating,
right?
Oh, I mean
how many guys are cool with that? Not many, unless you're a chump.
But if you're dating multiple people, like, are you to control or to have a say with what that woman does with her personal life? If you're dating but not, like, in a relationship?
What do you mean? Maybe I missed it. Did the question say that the one guy was dating multiple people?
No. The person that's asking the question is kind of saying, like, what should I be looking for? Either this person or that person.
Oh, it sounded to me like she had two people in mind, and she was saying which one should she date.
So it was never really confirmed whether these two people are actually real. Uh-huh. She just gave examples of what they could of two types of people.
I
kind of feel like these might be real people.
Yeah, I think they are.
But I mean, either way,
she was too specific in that shit.
That eighth grade reading level shit threw me for.
That was detailed.
Yeah,
but she never
Kodak Black sounded.
She never did say that. So she said that the person B didn't have a job, but she never detailed whether the person A did. So I'm assuming maybe he has a good job or something. But I don't know. That shit to me can just be so boring.
Yeah.
You know,
stick with Lawrence. You'll be all right.
Chemistry all day.
Yeah, yep. Chemistry. I agree, man. Because, I mean, the thing is, if you have chemistry,
it's just better.
It's just, yeah, everything is better.
Like, even
better. If they're everything. Broke.
Even the bullshit times, even if you're broke, better.
Yeah. Right. Because mm-hmm. the other guy, he might not understand that lifestyle being like.
Then you're just going to end up like Cassie and Diddy. 10 years
means, but I guess.
They just broke up.
Oh, really?
I don't know what that means.
Yeah,
it just means, you know, you're living the life of the rich and the famous, and you're at award shows and this and that. But then it's like, man, this nigga trying to kiss up on me and his breath is hot. Like, move. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're just not into it the way that you thought you would be. And you're trying to force it.
And if you have chemistry, you'll deal with a motherfucker that's broke.
Yeah.
Because he'll make you laugh about being broke.
Exactly.
Like, I typically stick with broke women. I don't want to date no rich chick because they're not fun.
Yeah.
Like, everything revolves around, let's go to this place because this is cool. Let's go do this. I'm like, why can't we just sit at the house and watch a movie? Yeah. It's like, you're the rich one. Are you going to pay? No? Okay, then fuck that. We ain't going nowhere. Shit. We stand at home watching Netflix. Damn. Get mad if you want to.
I can't relate.
I see. That's okay.
A lot of bitches can.
I didn't really mean to call anybody bitches. That was really a joke. I'm sorry if anybody got offended.
Mike, it's okay.
I understand. I'm just trying to make sure that
we're good here. It's fine. Thanks. I appreciate it.
I love my women.
Okay.
Bitch is the new nigga.
You love the women's?
So will you stop? All right, we're done.
God, what was your name? What was her name? Sydney?
Cindy.
Okay. Thank you for your questions, Cindy. Don't forget to send the rest of your questions to isthemicstillon@gmail.com. Do we have any last minute?
It's on me with the commentary. Woohoo. All right. So
three comments. They all from the SoundCloud part, you know, the comments of the podcast. First one is from Captain Shasha.
Shasha? I think that's not Shay Shay?
Shasha.
I thought Shasha would be often, with me. Actually.
Yeah,
he does. He does. Yeah. And I guess he was referring to the whole, when we talked about the Drake interview on The Shop. He was saying, exactly, FIFO. Being a bad boy only improves Drake's success and popularity. Drake has only gotten more successful in the past 4 years. He's starting to wane a little bit now, but he's still on top. That was
well, Shasha, Shay Shay, head over to YouTube and look for a video. We're going to actually talk about that some more now that Pusha T has responded.
Mm-hmm. So, Captain.
Wait, hold on. Before we move on, are you going to move on or are you going to answer the question?
No, we're not answering. It's just comment.
Yeah.
Man, but we can respond.
Were you going to comment on the comment, or were you moving along?
No, I was moving along.
Really quickly.
Yeah.
Drake did not get more popular because he was doing bad boy shit, right? So I don't even see how those two things correlate.
Yeah.
That's all I was going to say.
Yeah. I got it.
And I don't even think FIFO made that point. So you throwing some bullshit on FIFO.
Oh, wait.
So FIFO should be offended.
Captain Shasha.
Shasha.
Oh, no, I do like Shay Shay.
Whatever the fuck his name is.
It's S-H-A-S-H-A.
We do appreciate you, though, Bram.
Yeah. He's commenting, and this is another comment from him again. He said, when are people going to realize that the more attention you give Kanye, the more you empower him? It's so elementary. Stop talking about this dumb shit. And the last comment from J. Kales, it's a battle rap. It's a diss track. It is what it is. It's a diss track, short for disrespectful. By principle, that's what it's all about. Pusha was in the clear. Thank you. I mean, I agree with that. Like, I feel like if it's a diss track, you got to go at him. It's, you know, especially if Drake brought up your fiance first. At that point, the gloves off. So ain't nothing too petty.
Fuck you and your feeling.
Yeah. Fuck you and your feeling. So that's the commentary. Ta-da!
Bum, bum, ba, bum.
All right. Well, appreciate you guys commenting. Go ahead and hit us on Twitter. You know, email us. Facebook.
Can they comment under Spotify and like under?
Yeah. Have you announced the Spotify on anything yet?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if they can comment on the Spotify or not.
You know what? I think they can.
Okay.
Yeah. I leave comments on Spotify. I think I saw some on there when I was checking out Joe Budden's thing.
Okay.
I'm not 100% sure. Spotify. I'm not fat checking.
So we
right
can
now.
Check all the comments and all avenues or whatever.
But yeah, it's a new thing. So leave your comments. We encourage you guys to engage with us and we'll engage back. So we'll catch you guys next week. We out. Peace.